Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Public Safety Commission meeting. Roll call, Commissioner Blair.
Here.
Commissioner Long.
Here.
Commissioner Stodgill.
Present.
Commissioner Horde.
Here.
And I'm Chairman Mock. A quorum of the Public Safety Commission is present, and the public meeting of the commission is called to order and will now proceed. The time is 10:01 in the morning. The location of this meeting is the Criminal Law Enforcement Auditorium at 6100 Guadalupe, as posted in the agenda. We will now consider the agenda item that has been posted for this meeting, but first we'll start with pledges. Would you please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Our first item on the agenda, our only item on the agenda, is ongoing business number two, report discussion and possible action to appoint executive director pursuant to Texas Government Code section 411.001, section 3, 411.005, section A, and 411.006A2. I want to begin by providing a review of the commission's work over the last 3 months regarding the selection of a new director. On August 23rd, Director McCraw announced his retirement effective upon the appointment of his successor or by year end. The Public Safety Commission convened on September 6th to address the selection of a new director. At that meeting, the commission approved minimum qualifications for the position and established a 4-week period for candidates to submit detailed letters of interest and resumes. Also, the commission formed a subcommittee consisting of myself and Commissioner Blair to vet initial expressions of interest, communicate with candidates, and make recommendations to the full commission. The subcommittee approved a job posting that appeared on the department's webpage, as well as job posting sites operated by the state of Texas and the International Association of Chiefs of Police. After reviewing submissions, the subcommittee selected 3 qualified candidates for interviews. These interviews were conducted both in person and via video conference on October 16th and 24th. Today, the commission will first move into executive session to deliberate regarding the director's position. I expect the commission to hear the perspective of the subcommittee, and the full commission will have access to all materials submitted by interested parties. After the commission has completed its work in executive session, we will return to open session this afternoon to consider and potentially take action to appoint the 14th director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. We will now adjourn into executive session. Thank you. And I'm going to finish it with by saying what I'm supposed to say. The Public Safety Commission will now go into closed session at this time pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act, Chapter 551, to consider matters authorized to be considered in executive session under Government Code Sections 551.071 and 551.074. Thank you. The Public Safety Commission has ended a closed session and is now reconvened as a quorum in open session. The time is 12:30 p.m. Is there a motion any commissioner would like to make to propose regarding today's agenda item?
I'll make that motion. Chairman, I'd like to move that as the 14th director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, in accordance with the authority granted to the Public Safety Commission under Texas Government Code Section 411.005A, to be effective December 1st, 2024, that we appoint Freeman F. Martin.
Is there a second?
A second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Blair and a second from Commissioner Stodgill to appoint Freeman F. Martin as the new executive director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, effective December 1st, 2024. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously.
Yeah.
Please be seated. Would any commissioners like to make a comment?
Would you like to start?
No, I'll go last.
Well, then since I was the other of the two-person committee that was appointed to do the interviews, I would like to say that it was, I guess, surprising but also impressive, the number of applicants that were interested in heading the prestigious Texas Department of Public Safety from all over the nation. We've done a large number of days and hours of work, and so has Phil Adkins, our general counsel. He's done more than anyone in vetting each and every one of them, in studying their backgrounds, in studying what would be good for the Department of Public Safety. And I just can't imagine a better choice that we have made than Freeman Martin today. And so we have a lot of confidence in you going forward, Freeman, and just really want you to know that the entire DPS Commission is at your back.
Mm-hmm. Director, Chairman. Well, am I going to be the first one to say, Director Martin, congratulations? Yes. Big job. And I echo what Nelda said. It's had a lot of applicants and a lot of people wanted this job. And I've said it several times. I think the commission would agree. DPS is in a good place right now, and we're counting on you to not only stay at that top echelon, but even get better. And I will say I congratulate you. I don't envy you, but best of luck, and we'll be here to support you in everywhere we can, Director.
Yeah, I would have to say there's really big shoes, boots to fill, and but there was one clear choice, and we're all here to support you. So thank you.
Director Martin, this does have a great ring to it. So in this process, you have candidates that are qualified, you have candidates that are very qualified, and then you had one candidate that was supremely qualified. 34 years of work within this organization to get to this point, we have tremendous confidence in you. You do have a very hard act to follow, and you know that. But we have every bit of confidence in the world and anything we can do to support you. You've got that. Thank you for your service. And thank you, Colonel McGraw, for yours.
I would like to echo what Commissioner Blair said about the wonderful field of candidates who expressed an interest in this position. It was very strong. And we appreciate their interest in the position and for those who were interviewed for their further participation. It was a difficult choice in the sense that there were so many great candidates, but it was a clear choice in the sense that we had the best candidate already in front of us. And I will be able to say Colonel Martin. So since you all said Director Martin, I'm the first to call him Colonel Martin as the full colonel of DPS. We're very proud of you. It's been a pleasure to work with you over the many years I've been on the commission. I've known you almost since day one through various roles that you've served in. And you have always performed your job with the utmost integrity and success in doing so. And I have zero doubts in my mind about your ability to conduct yourself in this position. And I couldn't be happier that we are here today where we are. And to Colonel McCraw, you are a hard act to follow, and but today is Freeman's day, and we congratulate you, Colonel Martin, on your promotion to the 14th director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. We will take some photographs afterwards, but I'm going to adjourn our meeting first. Thank you all for being here today. It's a very important day for the Texas Department of Public Safety and for the state of Texas. And you all are every bit as much a part of that as anyone else in the room. So thank you for being here. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? We have a motion from Commissioner Blair and a second from Commissioner Long to adjourn the meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 12:36 p.m. Thank you.